And that'd be Oregon. Oregon. He said Oregon getting that butt spit in.
On Twitter.
I said, bro. But
who closes them?
Get you some rich friends. They in South Lake Mall. It's some
dope.
Dude, he got into an accident, but it's his clothing brand. But a lot of people been up there, new faces up there, DC.
Did he get rich off the accident?
I believe he probably did get a settlement and then started the clothing brand. I believe that's more so what it was.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just want to know the backstory?
I don't know. That sounded about right, though.
Yeah. You said South Land Mall?
South Lake.
South Lake Mall.
Shout out to South Lake Mall. That was my mall to go pop my shit at in high school. Greenbrow too.
But they kind of rebuilding that. They making some stuff over there.
Not really.
No Jewish stores.
That ain't the one by 85.
Yeah, it is.
I felt like when you drive by, you see them building. Whatever. Maybe I'm tripping.
Some other shit over there.
Yeah.
Oh, they might be.
It might be.
Building some apartments in the mall parking lot. Goddamn, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ain't had what I wanted, but they had like just the blank part of this, and then they just went ahead in the back and added the patches and shit to it.
Okay.
Come on, man. Black on business. That's how we gonna crank it off, man.
Hey, guess where the ad could be?
Right here. You know what I'm saying? And you can also like, share, catacorner.
Subscribe.
Y'all ain't spell catacorner.
We need y'all to spell catacorner.
Correctly.
It is a black term that means this way.
But don't look it up. Because that don't count.
It don't count.
I can tell y'all ain't been looking it up. Y'all ain't been spelling that.
They let that shit ride on right by.
Because it's a word that you have to know how to spell to even get spell check to finish it off for you.
Yeah, because catacona, I think catacona and case quarter is cousins.
Because?
Just because that's what black people, that's the term black people say that don't mean nothing. Okay. Case quarter doesn't mean anything for real, right?
It's
just a quarter.
No, so we be like, yo, let me get a quarter. That means I literally need a quarter. Don't give me 25 cents. A case quarter means a quarter. Yeah,
two dimes a nickel is 25 cents.
Right.
A quarter is a quarter.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Case quarter is not necessarily just black shit. That's the shit we do.
But at one point in time, I guess they used to say a quarter meant anything. I give you 25 pennies. Like, nah, bro. I need a
case.
That's
for the people who count like this. New York City 1. New York City 2.
Shotty with the dang, with the merch. Got the hat. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, bro. The cashmere joint.
Hey, new dad, make him do that.
Yeah, he was like, he say, y'all got a hat that feel like afro a little bit?
I got a hat feel like hair.
I won't feel my hair again.
I feel you, dog. Would you ever go to Turkey?
Nah, it's over for me.
We going over there. Tyler going.
Yeah, perfect 10, guy. We taking a perfect 10
I'm
trip.
Getting a BBL. I'm getting a BBL for $90. I'm over there, nigga, every weekend. I didn't get two of them bitches because I don't know what they're going to take.
Boy, $90 BBL.
I don't know what it's going to take.
Let me get a BBL with a BBL on. If I say $90
outside. BBL, that's just a trial run.
I'm gonna come out with long hair down my back just cause. Like, I added this too.
Oh my God.
I'm looking like Leslie Jones.
Shout out to my girl, Leslie Jones. Her special dropped too.
Tall and skinny.
We shout out every comedian special too, man. That dropped.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
Hey, Malik Voodoo came out too. Shout out to that. That shit's good. And Cedric Entertainer's wearing a Blessed AF hoodie in the very beginning of it.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what's up. Yeah, shout out to Malik. Ali Sadiq. Yeah. He doing some incredible stuff on his platform. We gonna have him on here.
Speaking of incredible stuff on the platform, we got Mr. Bankshot in
the building. Mr. Bankshot,
viral every time.
That was such a dope segue.
Viral every time.
Viral every time without trying.
He thinks in songs. If anybody doesn't know Bankshot, he hears a phrase or sees something and he thinks in songs. There's a few people like that. Him, Kanye, somebody else that's real dark.
Kev on stage.
Kev on stage ain't dark.
He is very dark. He's dark though.
He don't be doing songs though, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying he's a dark person.
He's Christianly dark. They be calling me evil Kev on stage.
Yeah. I do want to get, not to sidetrack, but I do want to get Kev on stage on the show and ask him about, did you see what he said about the game?
No.
The Indiana game on Twitter. Who was Indiana beating? They was beating
Georgia.
Georgia.
He's beating the shit out of Georgia.
Oh, no. Who was Miami beating?
Oh, Miami was
Miami beat Georgia. Indiana beat.
No, Miami didn't play Georgia.
Yeah, Indiana beat Oregon. He said Oregon getting that butt spit in.
On Twitter.
I said, bro.
This nigga.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's
super
wild.
He put up a picture of him and his brother and his kids and had this nigga dance song playing behind. comment for his one man stage play about his grief process. Damn.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's after he sold out, and it was like, this nigga dead, y'all. I said, bro, this nigga the darkest Christian.
Hey, man, you got to get through it. How you get through it, man?
Hey, man, trauma make us funny, bro.
No, it do.
It
do.
Traumas make you it
better, man. Hey, and you been on the road? Come on, man.
I've been on the road a little bit, man. A couple shows got canceled, a little ticket sales type shit.
Hey, man,
shit,
if you're a comedian, you know that'd be part of the thing.
Oh, yeah, I ain't
welcome to the stripping business, partner.
Hey, I ain't tripping.
Yeah, but, if y'all see him out somewhere, make sure y'all pull up, man. You know what I mean? For sure. We put a lot into this. We put a lot into everything y'all see. It's comedy, writing, videos, whatever it is. We're putting a lot into it, so.
For sure. I'll be in Canada this weekend, though.
Come on, where you at?
Come on, man. MLK Ski Weekend Joint, comedy show on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Toronto? Sir.
Ontario.
Ontario, Canada.
Oh, man, I'm going on a ski trip this weekend, too. Where you going? Tennessee.
Gatlinburg.
I think Pigeon Forge. Me and K-Dub, the one K-Dub do every year, I think. Tay Rock. Ski Weekend.
So it's a couple of them. They got one that's Urban Ski Weekend, and then the one he do, I think it's Black Ski Weekend. So,
Black people, we out here doing it.
I think it's hilarious, though, that we decided to do white events on Martin Luther King's birthday weekend.
I think that's what the ancestors want for us.
I don't think so.
It's equality.
It's like, do that shit, because I couldn't do that shit.
Come on, man.
All right.
But be with your people, though.
Rub that crack on your skin in remembrance of me.
Yeah, man. Come exercise and drink.
I will not be skiing.
No, I won't. Ronnie won't either. I don't know if that's what you thought.
I will be rolling.
I'm going to go snow tubing, though. I'm going to do that.
I'm going to roll down the hill.
That's gay. Snow tubing? Just send a little tube and just go down here. It's like sledding. That's gay. All
I'm
going
to go way up.
I won't
down.
Be snow tubing.
I'm going to go to the top of the mountain and just lay down.
I won't be snow tubing. I would just be.
Man, sit in the room, bro. Anything you do on a snowy mountain is a homosexual.
I'm rolling down. Is it gay if I roll down the hill?
Yes. Oh, super gay and dangerous for everyone.
That's where everybody gonna be at, though. Everybody gonna be doing.
I'm rolling down the hill.
Huh? Don't roll down the hill. No, everybody gonna be outside skiing and shit, though. But
I'm not. I'm gonna be in the comedy.
Man, you're a father, man. You got proof.
No, that's why I can't ski, though. I gotta get home safe.
That part. Do you be feeling like different type of anxiety now when you outside? Because you like, I got to get
home. Well, he definitely like that side, right?
I mean, I do like outside if it makes sense, but I don't. She be making me feel more anxiety. She be like, you have a family now. Be careful. Like,
that's how you talk when you got your hair cut. When you got that haircut, like you have a family now.
Serious part of a sitcom.
Yeah.
You have a family now.
Every time I leave the house, you have a family now. Just make smart decisions.
That's what she said after he finished the titty song. You have a family now. I know. How do you think my kid
But
eats?
I want to take it back, man, because people don't know like how long people are doing this, and this ain't even the beginning of it, but this maybe when I first saw you or heard of Mr. Bankshot, obviously the parody King, Weird Al Bankovich.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Come on now.
Don't know y'all, doing no.
You got a lot of sons out here, B.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. And, we'll just run through, we'll just talk about this after you hear it. I got to unmute it.
You can do a best of compilation.
Capilander is one roll.
The capilander is one roll.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Wood that we won't forget.
Come on, man.
When we were at set. And we're close. But naked saying the Greek alphabet.
Hey, this man is crazy, bro. We can talk over because it's a.
Yeah, he had to figure out how to do this.
Hate me.
Oh, my God. The Campbells hate him to this day.
To this day. All right.
Oh, my God.
Where you find a white friend at?
Where you find a white fans at work?
Man, I had to got them for my 25th birthday.
Birthday bridges.
Yeah. Birthday pants is even crazy.
It was like dress pants.
Yeah. So the funny part, he was doing the hips like this.
That's what niggas is on. That's what we're doing.
Guess what year this was?
This
is posted. I don't know when it first is.
This got to be like 2017,
2018.
Yeah.
January 5th.
Yeah. Yeah. On their founder's day. Damn.
You was with that, boy.
He did it on J5.
That's funny.
You better stop.
It's like candy.
Yeah, they're the reason why I don't do this shit no more, man.
The cap was off.
Ran down?
Nobody
no,
else.
No, they never ran down. Never.
Yeah.
Oh, I like how you look. He's alpha. He's like.
Nah, but he got that cease and desist problem.
But you didn't see him do the gorilla.
I ain't getting no cease and desist.
Okay, so let's back up backstory, because this isn't the only fraternity that you've made a parody song about. You know what I mean? But this is the one that I know you told me before. This is the one that made you stop. But let's let the people know. This is what we're here for, man. People that go viral, we let them know.
Well,
behind the scenes.
I went to Ohio University. Mm-hmm. And it was the two main Greeks on campus was Alphas and Kappas. So we always had friendly banter. It was always just friendly competition. But that was like my first time even being introduced to Greek life like that. So after college, I'm just taking shit to the internet and just having fun with it based on it's just friendly competition, but not knowing that, you know, niggas down south and across the country don't
they don't play like that.
Fuck with that shit. Yeah. So
what they say?
They ain't say nothing. It was just one the last video I did, I kind of took it to the extreme, man. I like to push the limits.
Yes, you do.
You know the KA side, the side is like a Y. Mm-hmm. And they got the little loops at the end. So I made the loops have dickheads at the end of it. And I put the letters on a red shirt. But I thought it would have been like...
You made a shirt.
I made a shirt. I cut the letters out and taped the letters to my shirt. But I thought it was so switched up enough that it wouldn't be a big thing. But they was like, oh, you put the letters on. Oh,
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I'm with them on that one.
That's so funny. I'm not Greeking out. I thought the video,
but nah, the video had...
Nah, this was... 2020 or 2021, the last one
gotcha.
I did.
Okay. Yeah.
It was right around when Boosie wore the sweatshirt to the game.
Oh, he wore the Kappa?
Yeah.
Yes. He was at a Hawks game.
Was crazy. Got that in here for a quick Boosie in that.
Instead of it was wipe me down, it was Kappa now. And it was just like me being Boosie making fun of the fact that I'm a Kappa now. Yeah, that's the one that was like, all right, I ain't doing this no more, man.
Oh, so, man. Have you been approached by any radio stations that want, because they love that at radio stations. That was the first thing I was asked to do.
Man, I done reached out to people. I done like, hit up Tigger, like, hey man, like it'd be dope to do like a little Monday segment, or you know what I mean, I might just play like a parody every Monday, and I can make it to where it would be radio playable. But he was like, let me run about a big boss. I'm like, nigga, I thought you was the big Tigger.
Nah, man, saying? Reggie is.
Reggie
Ralph.
Yeah.
He said, I thought you was big Tigger.
So it's a bigger
nigga than Tigger.
It is a bigger nigga than Tigger.
Yeah, so yeah, but I would like to do that though.
You know, you can do that.
Perfect 10 guys. Hey, like we do need
Canacota.
Come on, man.
We do need a theme song, an intro. You know what I mean? And we did have Indescribable on here as well.
Ooh, a little collab.
I'm just throwing stuff in the universe. Yeah, man.
Nah. You got to ask for it. You got to tell the universe what you need.
I feel like
need.
We're good enough friends.
I feel like we are. I mean, this is the first person that got me on the internet doing sketches at all. Mean? I didn't do no skits at all.
Why you didn't, man? You were too.
I didn't know about it. I was too big. I thought in my mind, not too big. I thought I was too. You know, I was a comedy snob. I didn't know the internet was translating. And then when I seen it, but he reached out to me about like RJ. He was asking about college shows and this dude, and I was like, yeah.
No, I think you hit me up about RJ. Ronnie really is like the reason why my career kind of did what it did.
Oh, yo, it's a free song anyway, baby.
Yeah, I do. RJ
couldn't get in touch with him. That's what it was. Yeah, I think I connected him. Yeah, for sure.
He made it work. So Ronnie was like, yo, man, I'll teach you the stand-up game, bro, if you teach me this internet shit. And, you know, other niggas like Steve Brown was hating. Niggas didn't want the Instagram niggas having no type of shine. But
Steve
like,
said something to you specifically?
Oh, he just said something online.
He was doing videos.
Yeah, about y'all.
What comedy is.
Yeah, now he be making content.
But what air day?
Every day.
I always see him on there eating cereal.
Well, I figured out very early why. I was like, why am I mad? Because they know they fans. And they are telling them where to come every week. Maybe I should just copy what they're doing, man, instead of hating.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Born in the late 80s, early 90s, learned how to market themselves early.
Yeah.
It was a lot more competition once the phones became a thing. You had to be able to, because like it was, you could be the class clown. And you know what I mean, get that attention, or you could be hooping and get that attention. But shoot, I got the attention of millions of people right here in my hand now. Yeah. So you gotta turn up your marketing. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had to turn up our marketing. You just funny in class. You was that nigga.
Yeah. And that with early stand up. If you started stand up in the early 2000s, late 2000s. Transition to the internet part, it was like my work gonna stand for it. You gotta come to a club to see me, and not knowing the thinking of, let me get some people that want to see me
marketing.
And make them come to see me.
It's all a commercial. Every time you step outside, it's a commercial, man. That's why I be getting fly.
Hey,
there you go. But we locked up some sketches. We had some classic ones, guys.
That's clean.
I got a little purse.
You done found a way to really
trick this.
He did the whole thing about purses. Got a purse deal.
$9,000 shit on me.
Tyler he done made 20 videos about purses and got a purse deal.
That's fire though.
Hey, that's a tail fare bag.
You know what's crazy, bro? So you know I be talking about the purse stuff and all that, and somebody just was like sent me this like on a joke shit, like ha ha. Nigga, ha! Jokes on you.
Jokes on you. That's the Jack Thriller vest.
Yeah, this shit like $90, nigga.
It is.
Yeah, man, you crazy.
You can put your pistol in there. Your gun.
Thank you for the gag gift that I'll be wearing the rest of my life.
You know, that's the funniest part is seeing Tyler, you be like, you got a backwards? Hold on. Yeah. Zip. He pulled it out like it, he ain't even looking. He's just like, it's so convenient.
Hey, no, that shit. Is...
Nah, then you got a purse. This is not a purse.
That's how I do. That's how I get backwards under my rolls. Yeah, over here. I just put it and then so, tuck it.
If anybody runs a company and they want to send one for Ronnie and Bankshot, you know what to do.
You know what to do.
And so you also know what else to do. Like, share, Catacorner.
Subscribe.
My bad. Say what, Bank?
Where does the Catacorner come from?
Catacorner is where the subscribe button is. It's in the corner.
I don't think nobody know where Catacorner is.
This the corner of the screen. Uh-huh. Catacorner is right here.
It's where the cat be at.
Catacorner is in this area.
I know my grandma raised me. I know Catacorner. Yeah, yeah,
but you don't really know.
You got to speak grandmama to speak up sometimes. Yeah. You got to understand grandmama vernacular.
Think about it, if you was watching a video right now, you would look to where Catacorner was. Like, oh, boom, subscribe is right there.
Right.
So we're trying to like connect it mentally.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It's just a thing that we learned from like our research. Because, you know, before we did this, we researched like people's mental activities and their habits.
For sure.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah.
You better. That's what they do. That's what they do for commercials and ads and stuff. They research people's mental habits and their and what they like. Obviously, that's what the algorithm is doing that for you. That's what it do.
YouTube channels are basically little cults.
Yeah, it go find the people that are doing what you're doing. That's why sometimes it's hard to go shit out. And if people do videos that have different subjects, they're like, algorithm like shit. I don't know who to send it to, so I ain't gonna send it to nobody. You know what I mean? So that's why you see a lot of people go viral and they get stuck in the same thing because, like, if they do anything different, the numbers go way down.
Right.
You know what I mean? So be careful how you go viral.
Ugh. All right. Ugh. We got to play the classic.
My timing was horrible on this, but he was talking about he was the one that got you into
sketches.
And this is
a segment of the show we call Reviral.
Come on.
This is the Reviral segment. These are segments, these are clips that was viral before, but they need to go viral again. This Tony Baker, every time he see me, he be like, he quotes this.
That shit is so funny.
Yeah, this is
man.
The Mind Your Business sketch. Somebody stole this immediately when we did it too.
Yes.
It was so good. Tyler's beating this crap out of my shot.
Hey man, don't hit him. Don't hit him.
I ain't hit nobody in real life so long.
He like, you know what?
Look at my beard.
Thanks, man.
So amazing. My beard is better than yours. Make sure.
I'm out.
Fuck you, Mind Your Business.
Let me put these groceries down.
Everybody loves you putting the grocery down.
Power walk.
The funniest part of people is like, knowing he wouldn't have put them groceries down.
If a gunshot happened, I'm out. The funniest part, we took it about 3 times, and Tyler made me do about 3 extra ones. He was like, no, keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Funny is you being further away.
Gotta come back and shoot again.
My niggas never even knew why I was getting beat up.
Nah. I mean...
It could be anything. You could insert any. You can insert stole my lighter right there. It could be something simple as that.
But listen though, if you see somebody getting hit like that, they probably deserve it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because that was a lot of frustration and anger, and you stole it or you did something to my family.
Yeah, that's like a dude hollering at your girl at the baby shower.
I think anytime a dude punch you with the same hand every time.
Every time, full strength.
He's trying to kill you.
But I'm saying your acting skills is impeccable because it looked like you getting violent
to this day.
Yeah.
Did I hit him? They do have a flag for violence.
Oh, they might.
All right. One resurfaces every Thanksgiving.
Come on, man. Yeah. Parody King.
Shout out to Darren Brand. Shout out to Jordan Jackson.
Damn. This was back when shit, none of us was single.
Well, what's the vocal dude
Matthew Evans.
Yeah, he did the vocals on this one. Because Bankshot is singing now. He used to at least out for vocals.
Shout out Matthew Evans, man. How you getting
That's your frat brother, actually.
No shit.
He, the internet, I can't even tell you how, just reached out. I think he reached out and said, yo, if you need somebody to sing for you.
Because I hear you singing.
It ain't that.
We could take you to another level.
Yes.
Because it's good lyrics.
But when I reach out to people, though, everybody comments and be like, man, it's funnier when you just sing it. And I be like, fuck it.
He was evolving. This had to be 2017.
This was like 2017. This is the most views I ever got on a video.
Yeah, this was back when I stayed off Cascade.
Mm-hmm. 25 million.
It's because Tyler was hitting that Kappa.
The biggest video I ever,
Really?
Yeah. Damn, we did not know that.
Yeah. We did not know.
25 million.
You want some money then, huh?
Come on, man.
Hey. There we go. Yeah.
This is before they were letting people monetize on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They knew to do that, though.
And then, hey, yeah.
As soon as they started monetizing, like,
we will never let you get to Country Wayne's level.
Check, Wayne got to put 30 videos a day to get 25 million.
Hey, man, he did three videos telling nigga what to do. They start demonetizing.
I know. You giving up the game? Hold on.
They're like, oh, no, nigga. This cut it off. Cut it off.
That shit, bro.
Hey, man.
Super genius. Shout out.
This right here is this. Comes up every year with somebody hungry, and they be like, "Is a dude that look like you?"
Watch. Yeah, Thanksgiving, man. It's
Tyler was hitting that Kappa body roll.
I want to eat food.
Shout out Darren Big Baby Brain.
Yeah.
Hey. The hearing.
Popeyes. Getting so hungry, bro.
We did this at your spot, right?
Yeah. Cascade. In that upstairs room.
Yep.
We was cooking in this era. This was everybody show up.
Yeah,
we don't know what we doing. We doing something.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Before I let Instagram and all that frustrate me. This was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Used to hate doing skits.
I did. I did not like it.
Well, I gotta do another take. They be like, nah, that's good.
Man. Yeah, bro. It's so good. Why are we doing takes? I'm not used to takes. Like, get it right the first. Get it right the first time. All right, I don't want to get no more.
That's funny.
Dude was singing his ass
off. Party!
That's
my favorite part.
Oh, hey, man.
So we did another one over there, too. We did the fucking Butt Touches Anonymous joint.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It was just about niggas in relationships who girls would just touch their butt randomly, like at the crib.
You know how a girl like to smack your butt?
Smack your butt, or, yeah.
And
then we did one where I was a voiceover for Darren. He was like, I'm trying my damn best. It's like I was his voice when he was doing shit with the girl. Remember?
I was doing shit with the girl.
I was like Darren's voice. It was in the kitchen. We did it in the kitchen.
I don't think I seen that.
Yeah,
we did it.
I don't know.
Not making it up.
No, I believe you.
We did a lot of shit. That's all I'm saying.
Did.
The club bouncer shit was my favorite, too.
Oh, yeah. The club bouncer
shit. The club bouncer. It's another one. My soul was heavy, and he did the crossroads.
Oh, yeah. That's your favorite
heavy
one.
Soul, bro.
Heavy soul. He did like this.
Yeah.
That was a good one, man.
No.
Oh, man.
You make beats?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
I know you do a lot of songs with Suede.
Yeah. And I leave it to him to make the beats. I could.
Do you don't give him like an idea for a song with a beat or like?
I might hit him up if I have an idea. I might be like, I need like an R&B trap kind of beat. I had a Christmas song I did. I put on Apple Music and shit.
Mm-hmm.
12 Days of Christmas parody. I told him I need the 12 Days of Christmas trapped out.
Mm-hmm.
That shit did numbers. I can't make beats, man. I could, but it's just too much time, man.
And you would,
Ronnie used to make beats before he get it talking.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought Remo used to make beats too, right?
I think Remo was.
You used to make beats for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
You're real beat making.
But you know what I like that you remember Duval had that son dropping dig off won the contest?
Yeah.
Talk about
and
that.
I don't think niggas know about so he had the I'm dropping dig off. He had that song, he was doing a competition, funniest video. I made a video where I was like all of the delivery people, UPS, FedEx, USPS, and I was like just in different uniforms dropping eggplants off.
But he was like so places. Happy, he was like
just excited.
I forgot about that.
And I remember that nigga, he had reposted my video and said, you won. Mm-hmm. He was like, DM me. So I DM'd him. He was like, meet me at Magic City for the money. So I pull up. This nigga's in it might have been a Bentley at the time. He was in there with some videographer nigga. So he wrote down the window. He was like, all I got is 900. That's cool. And nigga, mind you, I just moved to Atlanta. I'm like,
man,
nah.
Yeah.
I need that other.
Right.
He was like, am I 100 cool or you want me to go inside and hit the ATM for the other 100? I was like, yeah.
ATM?
I need that.
Yeah.
ATM, that's gone. Actually,
I spent 200 on the video.
Hey, come on now. Buying all the shit.
Yeah.
Rent was about to be due. So he went inside and got the money. But I was like, damn, was this a test?
Nah,
I ain't do so.
He literally just
back
inside.
Yeah. No, he got to go all the way back in.
I thought I had $100 somewhere in the car, but I didn't.
He threw it all. That girl got your money now,
man. She got it. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
This is how we trap it out. Shout out to Swae. Come on, man. Let's go, Shotty.
Nothing because the bitch cheat.
Come on, man.
Ooh.
Off the rip, bro.
Come on, man.
Y'all got this on Apple Music?
Yep. Spotify, Amazon.
They might flag this.
That's why I just paused it in the middle to talk over a little bit.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, maybe we could just like send him an email and he can like.
Yeah, clear it. Give us the rights.
Come on, man. Send us a clearance, dog.
Oh, damn. That's why y'all came. Oh.
I'm trying to get it clear,
dog. Yeah, we want to be able to play this.
I got you.
He said, oh, that's why.
They're real protective of artists' rights on these platforms, for sure.
When they played my shit on the Joe Budden podcast and I reposted it, they had flagged me. I had to submit like a
dispute. Hell no.
They flagged them.
I'm like, nigga, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Joe Budden and flagged you. You think that page did?
It had to be the... like the company, I guess, that owns the rights to their podcast, I'm assuming. He mm-hmm. did the white girl.
Get to our Oreo mix. This mix is for all the brothers out there who don't date no sisters and only date the whites. Let's get into it.
I hate my gums because they black.
I hate my gums because they black. White.
Shout out to the NBA. One time to the G League.
Hey, man, this is a Diddy song, though, if anybody, for all the young kids out there.
It makes it oily.
Get a white, life is white. Nice.
If you argue with the brown.
Come on. Jodeci. Bobby Womack.
Go and get a white girl.
Go get an Emily, man.
Emily.
You can't go wrong with
it right.
Get a white, they the best, go get it. We can call Dro and see if he do something on it.
That's fire.
Hey,
I don't want to run it yet.
Come on, man. R. Kelly ain't never had no young white girl. He was in jail immediately.
They would have locked him up in the 90s.
They still got me. Never you season none.
Dating them is tough, I'm leaving now.
Come on.
I don't want you if you're black.
That's where we stop it.
So how did you, what gave you the idea to do all those different songs in one clip?
Man. Great it usually play. Just be like one song come to mind. And then I'm like, all right. The real loophole behind it, like TikTok don't let you play certain songs over like 20 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So if I do mixes and I'm only using like, you know, 15 to 20 seconds, I can bypass it. But you gotta have a video that's over a minute to get paid. So if I just take 5-6 different songs, 15 seconds each, I hit the criteria and I don't get flagged for it.
Come on, man.
Because that was a white girl EP. That was a real, that was a full little album, little baby album.
Yeah.
But man, he's so super talented with that shit, man.
Well,
people don't know
it,
he's funny on stage. This is what you're.
I appreciate it.
You're the one of the exceptions to the rule. Well, not even the exception. The new breed of kids is doing everything. I'm talking about older. The new breed of cheery can do it all, baby. The new kids can. Now, I'm talking about comedians who not on VHS. I'm the only one on VHS.
You do everything, man.
Y'all can do everything, but like you, he the one who saved me at Gremlin when I died up there on stage. When I was up there dying, nigga, I found out I had got bit by a spider. Some shit. I thought I was having a blood clot.
Yeah.
I was going through it. And
I ain't never
dizzy.
Seen you like that.
Yeah.
You came into like, the green room. I'm like, damn, what's wrong with you? Oh, I don't feel good.
I kind of found out I got bit by a goddamn spider at the hotel. I was at the hospital the next day when I got home, but.
Hey, crazy thing is, Shot, the spider got the same story.
I was doing all right till I bit this one nigga. I bit this nigga on camera, but I was fucked up.
Well, you see a spider with two legs sitting up on the ottoman?
Oh, my.
I got to let the swelling come down.
It's up too late behind his head like, boy, goddamn. Ah.
But she swollen up. I done gave him
a compression sock.
I done gave him spider gout. It's crazy. Help the spider.
That's funny.
Spider got the same pot on the podcast right now.
Let me tell you something. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm at a hotel chilling inside of a
the octopod.
I sat on one of them outdoor cushions like it was a big round count. I done got all the way up in that bitch on the phone.
That's funny as
fuck. When I tell you, the set was going bad, and then this girl said, "That's okay, twin." It was a big girl, and I was like, "Oh, that's what's up." So it kind of, I got
a bit by a spiral.
But I got out of there. But he came up and killed it. Him and Remo. That show was a miracle.
But let me tell you how viral this joint went. I had a comment on here that got like 5,000 likes.
White Mario remix.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, man. Oh, that joint was
your comment?
Viral.
I hate my gums because they black.
I just repeated what he put at the beginning. Yeah, don't be a menace, jump.
And that's another hack, comedians. Go into the viral videos and get your jokes off. That's open mic. Come that's my now. Open mic. I save you so much gas.
Yes. Come on now.
So much gas, man. I don't even know if we ever talked. Did you ever like be in the church or whatever or go to church?
Yeah. I grew up in the church a lot.
Oh, you grew up in the church?
Yeah, for sure.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Was your choir? Remo got
no, I wasn't in the choir. My church ain't have like a choir. It was a non-denominational Church of Christ. Like we wasn't even like clap hands. We just sing.
Oh, you went to
you went
church.
To a humming church.
Yeah.
Like the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, but it was all black though. It was all black. No,
it's like
we
a hole in this church.
All the songs, you know.
Y'all just couldn't clap?
We do now, but at first, no, it wasn't no clapping. We just singing.
Why you can't clap?
I think it was like one of those situations, like in the Old Testament, it talked about, you know, no instruments and this, that, and the third. So we was basing everything off of that.
Got you.
But I think now they switched it up a little bit. I went to my grandma's church, it was Baptist. They had drums and all that shit.
Yeah. Nah, that's how you keep people out in there.
But she gave me the option if I wanted to continue to go to her church or the church that my mom used to go to. So I was like, fuck it, let me go to the church my mom used to go to.
Type shit.
A little more laid back.
Yeah, but it seemed like you seem like a less confrontational churchgoer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Reason I was asking.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
This my shit.
Oh, boy.
It's checking.
What's up? Welcome in. It's time for offering. Give no fives, only teens. Here's what I recommend. Just confirm that it's
in. Mother David got the best ad-libs.
Man.
Thanks to who paid in advance.
Use your check-ins. Use your check-ins.
Hey.
Use your check-ins. Use your check-ins. Make sure that plate is the bad. Deacon City, bro.
Deacon
City.
You
wanna
bless it at a
little tag. Want a little cast of flavor.
If you leave them stitching, that's a fact.
Hey. All right. You might have to mute that beat out a little more than I just did just now for
her. Man,
come on, man. Pastor Flavor.
I love Pastor Flavor, bro.
It was a reverend at my grandma's church, Eugene Flavor. So that's where the name came from. It just go hand in hand. You know, church folks, they all they want is the money, doing multiple offerings. I mean, I know y'all probably seen that Drewski shit yesterday.
Oh, man.
I'm
like, where did he get a mega church?
That shit made me not even want to do content no more.
Hey, bro, you know what? I looked at it at first and said, nah, he's shooting a movie. Like, he's probably shooting a movie and then had somebody, like, with a phone do other stuff. And I was like, but no, that wasn't making it no movie. Like, all the stuff he's doing don't make sense.
The shit that blew me was the amount of people in the church. And then the, like, elder people. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, you Central Casting, baby.
I was about to say, yeah. Because I know he went to Actors Access Central Casting because the dude that walked up to him at the end of the joint, the old man, he be in everything. He's an extra in everything. He was in the apartments situation. Yeah. Show. So that's how I knew he went to casting. So he spent a lot of bread on that, whatever he did.
That's
it was worth it because, like,
said return, boy.
Bruh, because I see every platform is over 10 million views. Every Twitter, TikTok, whatever.
I saw that the 4 hour mark and it was already at 13 million on Instagram.
Yeah.
I saw that
all of them were over 10 million views in under 2 hours.
So that was crazy. That's a bit big. That's comments. A bit big win, big, huh?
Yeah.
Bet 100 lose.
I mean, but content. At this point, I don't think the bet is as big as it was. Cause he's a mass so much right now.
Also, people want to give you shit if you.
Yeah.
Like, please come use my church.
Some barter stuff. Yeah.
Please come use my church. Money, please use my choir.
But by and large, not to count anybody's pockets, but he's everywhere doing everything. You know what I mean? So I think he's just got enough capital now to where you could do something that's not that big of a risk. But you already know it's gonna hit though.
Yeah.
When you see that, you know that's a hit.
No, that's a hit.
When I saw him up, and I said, "Oh, that's gone."
Look,
I ain't even
smoked this. I'm like,
bro. I seen the meme of him up there like that before I even saw the video.
I just saw his feet. Said the blood on my feet. He kept saying the blood.
That's what it was. He said, "I wear Christian, because I'm a Christian. Christian Dior, because I'm a Christian, and Christian Louis Vuitton, because of the blood of Jesus."
Oh my God.
Man, he had that Dior blazer on. Was the most African shit you could wear as an African scammer.
That shit was so
pastor fun. Fit.
So when did you fall in love with titties, bro?
Man, titties, man. You know that's my first meal. Been addicted ever since. Yeah, that was my first meal. I don't know. I really don't know what it is about titties, man. Y'all niggas is ass niggas. I know that. But.
No, we like women's ladies. Women ladies. All of it.
I like the middle part of the lady.
I like the lady. I like that cootie hole
part. Tyler's an ass nigga.
We like all of it.
So you know what happens, man? I think, like, I don't really be going. I don't care, really. I don't think either dude really care. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just like girls with titties usually don't be having ass.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess that can make me ass man. I'm a both man.
But also,
but it's hard to run into that. It's hard to run into a both chick.
I like missionary. So I think that's my thing. If I'm you know, missionarying with you, I want to be able to see the
titties. You want
to see
them titties under their, that fold under their arm?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
This nigga romantic.
You know.
They just, love that nigga, boy.
You know. So, I think that's what it is.
I got it. I don't really care about
titties. I thought you was going for averages because it's more big titty, flat booty women in the earth.
Yeah.
They out here. They just out here.
I like missionary too, but I keep my hand on her face. Like, so it don't really matter who she is.
Yeah, you know, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But also being from Ohio, man, and being like recognized by different people. Has there been anybody that hit you up, like I got made DM or just in the comments that you be like, oh, damn, or they followed you?
Who's somebody that DM me? Only thing that come to mind I could think of, I was at the airport one time in Cleveland. He not from Cleveland, but Life Jennings had walked down.
Hey, yo, you.
Hey, yo, me. Yeah, you look like me.
Hey, yo, me.
Hey, yo, me. No, he had walked down on me and stopped
nigga
me.
Walked in his head.
And it was just like, oh, shit. Like, nigga, Life Jennings just stopped me in the airport. You know what I mean? That was kind of lit. DMs is, I mean, I done had hella people DM me. Chief Keef done DM me. Will Packard done reached out.
Shout out
you know
to Will
I mean?
Packard.
Yeah.
The work is
the
work.
Life say, what if I told you? That was good.
But when I bring up Cleveland in Ohio in particular, we had Flesh Bone. Just reposted the repost. We got Miss Nasty B.
Nasty.
I'm sounding an old girl with the bigger breasts. I don't know her name.
That's
but that helps.
Miss Mullins.
Yeah. Miss who?
Mullings.
Miss Mullings.
Mullings.
Okay.
That's Persephone.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Persephone. That hurt. I don't care what she
said. That hurt like a motherfucker.
Just beat herself up for hip-hop.
Yeah.
For hip-hop. Hey.
Not sure who that is.
Hey, friends.
Yo.
They're friends of the party.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fresh ass logo, bro.
Hey, I appreciate
it. Have you
got
copyrighted? They sent you.
I think she's AI. Whoever that girl was.
Nah, she's real.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, she real. That's the homie, Miss Barley.
Miss Barley. Okay.
Yeah, Miss Barley. No, they didn't hit me up on that though. That's my most sold shirt though. I'll be selling a lot.
Hey, that
of
shirt
shirts.
Is good money. I want to wear one, but I got
You got the NFL. I was doing the NFL joints. Mm-hmm. I think I won one last time, like the Let Me See Titties, had the cleavage brown.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers. NFL sent me a assist and deceased though. They said stop, take that down.
Yeah.
No more of that.
Tell you
he said send us
that.
One first. Send me Fuhrer.
Oh,
take the assist and deceased and make a shirt out of the letter.
Damn. Yeah. See, I ain't want to get no backlash.
He would have gone to a game.
Albert Haynesworth had bought a shirt. He used to be the defensive tackle for the Titans.
He got you. He made it hot.
Yeah, he bought a shirt and posted it. Mm. And then next day,
that nigga got flagged. He got it hot.
Nigga fucked up the church's money.
Fucked the church's money up. Shout out to Shador.
That's when they say all money ain't good money. That's what they mean when they say that.
Yeah.
Because I know you was like, oh, damn, that's dope. Albert Haynesworth done posted my shirt.
Done posted it. He reached out. I'm going to get some more, bro.
No, you ain't.
Nah, you're not, bro.
You're not. Nobody's getting any more. Thanks, Albert.
Thanks to you, Al.
Thanks so much, Albert. You're empowering black entrepreneurs every day.
But where can they get a titty shirt, man?
Man, you get a titty shirt, MrBankShot.com. Yay. Man, you go MrBankShot.com and take you right to the bank shop. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that boy's smart. Your early shirt everybody copied, stole your joint.
The No Chill.
100%
yep. They stole that shit. But that's the thing. You know, I make all my logos, so it ain't nothing just to go into the lab and create some shit and put it out there. So that's one thing. Yeah,
could you tell us about your new streaming journey? Like, what? You figured it out? You like it?
Nah, man. Streaming is over for me, I think, for right now anyway. Niggas is doing that IRL shit. So, you know, that's like the new thing.
You got to hire somebody to follow you around, basically.
Yeah, and that's
oh, nobody want to see you in the bedroom no more?
You could be in a bedroom, but you got to be in there, you know, talking about people's personal business. You know what I mean? Talking shit about
salaciousness,
relationships and why so-and-so did that, you know. And
you got to have six chicks in there dancing.
Dancing, they have dressed and shit. And, you know.
And Kiki Palmer got to pull up.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart got to show up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you got to get Yaphet Kotto and.
Yeah, they kind of did it.
Another prime minister from the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't miss that. I'm glad we so missed that train. That's
it
cool.
Might circle back around to like the gaming aspect or the chilling shit.
I think the unks finna take streaming to another. Like we just don't want to drive. So I think it's potential in the unk market because we at the age where it's like but the 30-year-olds coming in, 40-year-olds. Yeah.
But I don't know if our demo is into watching people not
that's
like
the
sitting
thing.
Still.
Yeah, that's the
true.
Thing.
I don't that's
think
right.
I mean, I think it's got to be something like this for us to watch it for a long period of time. Yeah. But you straight to camera, you got to be a very
compelling person.
Yeah.
For 5 hours, six hours, 11 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And most of these streamers aren't compelling people by themselves, so that's why they have seven, eight people.
First of all, y'all taking incel people that never left their house anyway and then put them in front of the camera.
They could watch that. So I think that makes it a little more difficult for our generation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta just like that shit. Or you can do it for the content purpose of it. You know what I mean? Just post the clips and then use that shit to monetize.
I see a lot of that stuff.
Because you heavy on the gaming right now, man, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not right now.
Yeah, I was, but you know, just had a son, man, so you know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, no little bang shot.
Ain't no games being played.
How many
skits
he done been in?
He done been in three, man. Two of them hit a million. So
see? He working.
He on his way.
Hey, Asher working, man.
Yeah, he on his way, man.
Get my boy a W-2 now. Don't do him like that.
Nah.
Right.
We're going to set him up, man.
So what's the biggest difference, kids and no kids, your streaming career? I mean, not streaming, I'm sorry. Doing sketches and stuff, like, what's the difference?
Big difference? I think now I'm more, like, intentional. Like, if I know a lot of my time and resources going to him, making sure he cool or helping Lex out or whatever she got going on. When I do get that time to do some shit, I need to make sure that it's going to be some shit that's going to hit or make sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My material now, though, is fire to me because it's exactly. I think when I first was starting out, it was like, let me just think of like the funniest scenarios and that shit might have not been like true to me.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like easy to get on stage and just talk about the shit.
What happened that day?
Happened in the day, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I do
you got
like
the
that
call,
aspect
bro.
Of it.
Shout out. Congratulations, because Rodney Perry called when I first had a kid. He said, boy, you about to be so funny. I can't even wait to see it. He was like happy to know that I had a kid in the earth. He was like, watch. And just, he faded into smoke.
Why would I tell you?
Why should I tell you, boy? You about to be funny as a motherfucker.
Rodney
boy.
Perry called me like about a month ago. He called me on Instagram, though, which was weird. Mm-hmm. But,
He ain't ask nobody for your number. That's two niggas to talk to in one day. When you get old, you ain't talking to two.
You talking to two niggas.
I don't got the notification. I just so happened to be in Instagram at the time. I was like, oh shit, Rodney Perry. But he was I had made a video saying my show had got canceled in Dayton.
Uh-huh.
And he was just more so like, you know, I'm glad you talked about it because that shit do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving game. He was like, yo, when you go to do the promos on Facebook and shit, don't even have men selected. Only promote to the women.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, that make a lot of sense.
Smart.
Women gonna be the ones like, nigga, we've been in the crib all day.
Yeah,
take me out.
I got your outfit. I got a babysitter. The car full. Let's go.
We'll get to play together. Damn, that was a hack. Man.
He said use 10% or whatever your maximum pay gonna be. So if you're gonna do a show, it's gonna be 4,000 payout. Take 400 and put it towards ads.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
10%.
Yeah. Shout out.
He told me that a while back too. He ain't telling about the woman part. I'm gonna talk to him about that later.
Yeah.
But he said the 10% part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's doing a class, right? He's doing like a retreat or something.
You know better than I do on that one. I haven't seen it.
I'm gonna find out more information before I.
Only videos I see of riding his nose real close to the camera.
Right here. I'm like, oh, back up, gang.
Y'all look up Rodney Perry. He got a bunch of stuff out, like on the black.
I don't want to see Rodney Perry. He got a big ass nose.
Yeah. Why are you so close to the goddamn?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Man. Anything else you want the folks to know, man? But once again, we appreciate you for popping in, coming through, and letting the people know how it is to go viral, how it feels to go viral, and how to go viral. I'm just saying this for algorithms.
Have gay niggas been coming up to you?
That's crazy.
That was a wild choice of words.
Yeah. You made a song?
Nah, man. Then the gay niggas, man.
It's like a gay cat call.
The gay niggas fuck with me. Pause.
Damn, hold on.
I think they're able to take the humor out of certain shit and utilize it. Especially, this is one dude right now. He a T. And he be using that nigga gay.
For like, all his TikToks?
All his shit. And going up, running up the numbers. I'd be like, damn.
Did they still demonetize you on that song? Or you make money off that song?
Nah, I don't make no money on that song no more, man.
Man, you got to perform that shit live at Pride Week.
I got about...
He said Pride Week.
Pride Week this weekend, I'll be out of town. Thank the Lord.
But I'm saying, what you going to do when Pride Week got that bag? They going to be like, could you just come do
that
nigga
gay?
We might need the Emily song. We might need the white lady
Emily
song.
I'm going to do the where them fans at. That's what I'm going to do that
one
too.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny, ladies, man.
Yeah.
Oh man,
and they Lana laid it.
Man, listen, I'm just working out.
Yeah.
You put shea butter.
He did.
Jerky. Oh, you see that?
Oh, yeah. You see that?
That nigga.
Hey.
Hey, that will forever be a classic, bro.
Forever be a classic.
That shit will forever be around forever.
Oh, man, I wanted to play the whole video, but I know Earth, Wind & Fire going to step out of
yeah.
I mean, no, is that Earth, Wind & Fire?
No, that's Bill Withers.
Bill Withers. Sorry, yeah,
oh, his estate don't play either,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, he going to get you up out of there.
That's why I ain't got no.
You know, the funny part, we relate that song to some, you hear that burp, burp, burp.
You know what that is now.
Yeah, you know what's
but
coming.
You made
that's it. That's like Pixie Dust.
It felt like it's a, that song is a safe space for 90s niggas who grew up in the 90s and are immature.
Everybody loves it, dog.
We love it. Dog, like, with the political and all the diaspora,
I ain't even
doing
trying to give
that.
It an age range though, bro. I done seen old people, young people post it. Like,
yeah, it's just
the,
funny.
It's just the small majority that speaks the loudest that's gonna make you get blocked and all that.
But
bro.
The word "gay" randomly is just fucking funny. Because
another
funny.
Word that's well, you posted a clip from the in the heat of the night the other day.
Mm. Boy,
that word need to come back, bro.
It's back on my page.
But, hey.
That thing went up.
That shit is so
he said,
funny.
But she's 18 years old. But she's retarded.
You know, Tip got a song to say, my apartment's a long time ago, knew a bad bitch that was kind of slow. And I seen that, and it stopped and said, she's retarded.
I could
never post this shit.
It's just a funny word, bro.
It's just a funny word. Some of these words are just funny,
a lot
bro.
Of these words that you never called the person that the slur is
exactly.
meant to be.
Exactly.
Right. Like when, remember on The Hangover, where he was like, it's a satchel. He was like, it's a person. And then he was like, gay. Dr. Kim said, gay.
Yep. But yo, man, thanks
thank
again,
you.
Brother.
Thank you, Bank
Shot. 10 guys, like, share, Catacona.
Catacona.
Subscribe.
And we out.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Yeah, but I can't wait to hear you.